And that Pei Yomid Beis, the Gemara has explained the Mishnah as follows. Mishnah is speaking about that she had made a neder on a Tanai. She asked Rechitza Lo'olam, Kainam Rechitza Lo'olam Alai, Im Erchat Yoim Echot. So, the Tanakama holds that Rechitza's Yoim Echot is also in the nefesh. So therefore, the in the nefesh of the combination of the Tanai and the Neder are in existence already. If she'll be Mekayim the Tanai, she won't wash herself for one day, so that's in the nefesh. She'll be Yoiver on the Tanai, so then the Neder will be Chal, that's also in the nefesh. So therefore, the Tanakama holds that the husband could be made for the nether now, even though in Yesod the nether was as yet not chal. And Amyasi holds that in the nefesh of Yaymech, irechitz of Yaymech is not in the nefesh, is not nivul. So the nether wasn't chal as yet. So therefore Zichri can be made for. And he also holds that rechitz Irechitzeloilam is also not in the nefesh. So that is why Rabbi Yosi is chaylik on the Tanakame. Mitzad base timing. Number one is not a nether of in the nefesh. It's a nether of Vom Shebeni Lebeino. And number two, he can't be mefer at the present time, because at the present time the nether wasn't chal, and the nether is not affecting him at all. Because for one day, she could refrain from not washing herself. Zok the Gemara, Anamed Beis, Shanisa im Erchatz. You said a good teretz. The Mishnah tells us four cases: im Erchatz, im loy Erchatz, im Eskashet, im loy Eskashet. So im Erchatz, that's a good pshat. Now we understand what the Tanakam holds, what Rabbi Yosi holds. Im loy elchatz heichidomi. But what's the second case in the Mishnah? She said, im loy elchatz, if I won't wash myself, heichidomi. What is the case? Ilaim da omro titzah hanos rechitza lo'olam alai. She said, if I won't wash myself today, so then I should be also berechitza lo'olam. Im loy elchatz hayoy, so the Gemara says, if the Tanai was that if I won't wash myself today, then the nether will be chal. Loma lo hafore, tistachi, that's the Shash's girsa, let her wash herself. That means that, fakert here, why should let her not be over the Tanai, let her wash herself, and then the nether won't be chal. So there's no reason for him to be made for the nether. He has no koyach to be made for the nether. She said, if she won't wash herself, the nether will be chal, so let her wash herself. Omar of Yehuda, so Yehuda said, the Omro hanos rechitzo alai lo ilom. She said, if she made a koinem, I'm not permitted to be reichetz myself lo'ilom, im lo'y elchatz b'mei mishra. If I won't wash myself b'mei mishra. Now, my mishra is water that was soaking in this water flax. It seems this is a terrible odor. So she says, if I won't wash myself in May Mishra, the nether should be chal. So, therefore, so, Mimonavshech, there's in the nefesh, if she won't wash herself in May Mishra, so the nether will be chal. If she will wash herself in May Mishra, so there's also in the nefesh for her to wash herself in May Mishra. And what does Rabbi Yosi hold? So, Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi sovar tilchatz. Rabbi Yoim, a place may nibble. So one day she'll wash herself in my mishra, nish gefellig, it's not in the nefesh. That Rabbi Avraham in Nahor also says this, but that'll be the machloikis. It's the same machloikis like before. The Tanakama held one day of irachitzas in the nefesh, once to wash oneself in my mishra in the nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says no, not in the nefesh. Not to wash oneself, and not to wash oneself in May Mishra. Fragt die Gemara, d'chvosei. So, but we have to understand the Mishnah has four cases. Im eskashe, im lo eskashe. So, memele, so, what was the case? So, the third case is im eskashe, if I'll put on makeup, then I'm also berechitza loyla. So the Tanakam also, that's in your nefesh. She shouldn't put on makeup. And it's in your nefesh. She'll put on makeup, and that's about to give us in your nefesh. Rabbi Yossi holds it's not kefelech. One day she won't be miskashet. But what's the case being lo yiskashet? So you have to find out a case that you have a kishut im lo yiskashet with something that is very difficult to be miskashet with. So what will be the case of the seifim leyiskashet and leyiskashet beneft? If I won't be mekashet myself with neft is a terrible odor. So the Gemara says that's not called iskashet, lichluchu. She's making herself dirty by putting neft on her face. So that's a raya that this pshat is wrong. That means the way you're saying pshat, so it come out in loyis kashet, means that she's, the loyis kashet is with something that is very difficult to do. So that's not called kishut, that's called lichluch. So we have to find a new pshat. Let us see Ram. Shonisa, you said a teretz im elchet. You said a teretz uchde polkinon anos rechitza alai lo oilom. Imelchatz, and it means imelchatz hayayim. Imelchatz hayichidomi. Ma toso binyinza, what was the t'nai by loyelchatz? Imelchatz bimeimei mishre, mayim shesherim ben pishton, shehein sruchin biyoysa. This is a terrible odor. Eichitavet, tirchatz bimeimei mishre, ike inui. If she won't wash herself, so that's the machloikis. The chvosi diktonim leyiskashit beneft lichluchu shumetunef umasriach v'lishne baumekoshele. Heichi korele kisho dadarabe lichluchu bishloim rechitze b'mei mishre. So that's the one is washing oneself in May Mishra, even though when one comes out, perhaps one is more dirtier than when he went in. About Kaponim, you could call it Rechitza B'May Mishra, but here it's not called Kishut. If one is putting on the face neft, so we have to find the Nupshat. Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amra, Anos rechitze lo'ilam alai imel chatzayay. We're back to the first t'nai. But what's lo'yel chatz? Ushvua shelo'yel chatz. Another case. Hey, so the Mishnah is telling us two cases. One case is a neder with a t'nai. And the other case is a shvua without a t'nai. Anos kishut alai lo'ilom im miskashet hayoyim, ushvua shelo yiskashet. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. So now, lo'y elchatz lo yiskashet is not a t'nai, lo'y elchatz lo yiskashet is a shvua. So let us see the Rav. Ela the umra hanos rechitza lai la'ilam im elchatz ushvuish lay elchatz. So the Ram says vahashte leitzricha leukme ba'imeres im elchatz hayay. Now we don't have to say speaking about im elchatz hayay. Ela ba'imeres im elchatz tov. speaking about, she said, if I'll ever wash myself, I'm also bevechitz. The lo'ilom mashme, elchat stoma, which means if I'll ever wash myself, I'm also bevechitz. The Tanakama sova, the Tanakama holds the yesh bo ini nefesh, that there's ini nefesh mimonav shech. If she won't wash herself, so that's the Tanai, so there's ini nefesh. If she will wash herself, and then the nether will be also ini nefesh. We can't ask the kasha we asked yesterday. Listen, Rabbi Yosi Yoima Tnai Zeh Ein Bo Inin Nefesh. She'll say that Tnai there's no Inin Nefesh. Le'ev Shele Misna Ochi Dektoni Ushvush Le'i Elchitz. The last Bei Tnai Le'ishach Le'meima Tnai Zeh. Since the Mishnah is speaking about two cases, it's speaking about the Shvu also. So Mamela say speaking about the Shvuah, that there's no Tanai, that this Shvuah is not a Shvuah of Ini Nefesh. The Nire Be'enai, the Lohochi Noktinu Tana Lahani Trei Gavne. So it's very interesting, the Tana is speaking about two cases. Speaking about a Neder Al Tanai and a Shvuah without a Tanai. Lashminin Rebusa de Rabbonon or the Rabbi Yosi. He wants to tell us a Rebusa Chiddush according to the Rabbonon, a Chiddush according to Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbonon, the AFLP Shlechal Aneda Legabri, according to the Rabbonon, that it was, that the first case was a Neder Al Tanai, even though the Neder was not Chal. She wasn't over the Tanai yet. Mefer, that even though the nether wasn't chal, but since the effects of the nether and the tnai are causing ini nefesh, so he also has a koyach afor. That's the first case. Mishum rebusad rabbi yosi nokat shvush le elchatz beloy tnai. Avogav the chayli mahasht, even though the shvu is chal right now, there's no problem of the chalei shvu. So Mamela, that's the maskonis agmore, that the Mishnah is speaking about two cases, a nether with a tnai, and a shvur without a tnai, and Rabbi Yosi holds that irechitze is not in inefesh, and the Chachamim hold irechitze is in inefesh. Now, we have to realize one thing, that the Ran did not have the girsa of our Gemara. In our Gemara, it says, when Rabbi Yehuda says, the Omran los rechitza la'olam alai, she asked rechitza forever, im elchatz hayoim. So the Gemara is speaking about the last akimta, that the Tanai was im elchatz hayoim. And the Ram was goyres, ela the omra nos rechitza lai loilum im elchatz. And therefore the Ram, if a kedavos is gives, and the Ram explained, now we don't need to say hayoim. Because the kasha of let it speak about, tnai ze ein bo ini nefesh is not shver, because the Mishnah is also speaking about another of a shvuah. That's why Rabbi Yosi did not mention the tnai. That's how the Ran verempfeld the Gemara's kasha. But Al Kaponim, we see that in Mana Gemara it says Hayoim. The Ran was not Goyres Hayoim. Now let's go further. But now we understand Shat the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah is Aneder Al Tanai. And in both of them will bring about Ini Nefesh, the Kiyam Atnai or the Chalois Aneder. And the same is speaking about a shvuah shalei elchatz. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi. So a very nice pshat you're saying, but hay elu nedorim shvuas mi boy le misne. If the Mishnah is speaking about shvuas also, then we explain the cases. So he should start it on elu dvorim shvuas umeita. The Mishnah should have said, told us we're speaking about shvuas also. And then he's giving the case of im elchatz, lo elchatz. Amalei, You're right. It's not missing a word. It's not the Mishnah should say Elon Adorim Shvus. We boy same Shvus Nami Haino Nedorim. When it says Nedorim, Nedorim is Kailo Shvus also. It's not, we learned in the Mishnah, the first page, Kenidre Rishoim. If a person said, this is Yodis Nedorim, he said Yodis, he says, Kenidre Rishoim, Rishoim make Nedorim, Tzadikim do not make Nedorim, so Kenidre Rishoim, so with this, is Noda Benozer, so that's a Kabbalos Naziris, Ube Korben, he's making a Koinom, Ube Shvue, he's making a Shvue, so you see that in the word Nidre is Nichlal Shvue also. So, Abu Kaponim, now we know Pshat in the Mishnah. Frag the Gemara. For a minute, let me ask you a kash. We learned about Yom Kippur, Af al pi she'oso bekulom. Even though there's an iser and chomesh inuyim, chilo, shtiye, siche, rechitze, there's only chorus by achila shtiye v'oisa melocha bolvad. Or if one does a melocha in Yom Kippur, there's a chiyav chorus. The amrit ki loy rochetzo, if you'll say, according to the chachomim, that if she won't wash herself, ike inui b'yom ha-kippurim, there's an inui b'yom ha-kippurim. Ki rochat l'chayiv koretz. It says, v'nefesh asher lo yisu'une v'nichaso. So memele, so this person, she's saying, according to the chachomim, not washing oneself is an inui. So if one will wash themselves, so was a lo yisu'une. So it's v'nichaso. She should be chayiv koretz. You should be chayiv koris and not washing and washing oneself Yom Kippur. So Remesan the Zamuridike Kasha and the Rav. That means according to our Girsa that the Chachamim hold, the Tnai is im Elchatz Hayoim. So the Chachamim hold not washing oneself one day is called an Inui. So the Gemara is asking Gemara the Kikashis, according to the Chachomim, says a nefesh ashaloi suunis, it means if they wash themselves that day, so they should be chayiv koris, because als the chayiv inu, you should not wash yourself. But according to the Ran's Gilse, the Ran wasn't geiris hayoim, we fell off that mahalach. We're talking about the Chachomim hold, that rechitza la'olam, is called Inui Nefesh. One day is not called Inui Nefesh. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So the Shalmei Nedorim asks this Kasha on the Ram. L'chair, it's a Peledike Kasha. Now let us see the Ram before we see the Gemara's Teretz. Look the Ram, Ein Onish Koris Elo Al Ha'oichel Bahashoise. So the Ram says, the chsiv, now the Ran is going to give a different reason, and according to this reason, the Gemara's kash is not shver at all. The Ran is giving a different reason why this chorus only on achila shtiye, and there's no chorus on the other three inui. The chsiv, the pasuk says, kol ha-nefesh ashalei su'una v'havadeti, eize v'havadis ha-nefesh, is chazal darshan eize inui, sheyesh by ibud nefesh, which inui are we speaking about that could bring to inui nefesh? So even though pashtei the krov avatati is going on the einish, but we this is adrash that the avati is explaining what kind of inui we're speaking about. We're speaking about an inui that could bring to ibud nefesh. Eize inui sheyesh by ibud nefesh, haveyayim azu achilo ishtiye. This is achilo ishtiye. How do we know this? So that's how we know that this Kores by Achila Shliya. Valoisa by Malache, Dersiv by Kores. Kirochis Lachayev Kores, Dolaymani Nafshe. So the Ram says, so what's the Kashu? But didn't it Motsil Shnuyele, the Nadel Rechitze Mikraya Inui. That's true, Rechitze, if one does not wash themselves. It's called a menune. Ein chayovna le koris, tobin in ini nefesh, yesh po ibud nefesh. He just put down a beautiful drosha that the ibud nefesh is only on an inui that brings the ibud nefesh. Tobin in rechitza lesa, ala the rove polka, the rove wants to say it there, safilo libe dahana tanoi, the last lay hach drosha. This drosha that is speaking about Achila Shti is not from the Vavadati, is not a Dova Muskim, Kedah Omar Kedisa Bepeik Yoyim HaKippur. Now, the Peret Mime has a shrekvach problem. In Parshas Achrei Mois, Oiskuf Chav Zayin, he says, if we learn the Ran, so the Ran says like this, the Ran is saying, how do you know that Achila in Shtiye in Meloche this Kores? So the Ran says as follows, because it says, Vanefesh Eshalei Se'une Babadeti. So it means, Anini Shesh Be'ibud Nefesh, which means Achila Shtiyah. And then, in the Melach of this Kores, because it says Kores. Frek the Torah Tamime, it's a Shrek. Let's look in Chumash. The Pasuk says, Buk Faker. It says, Ki kol ha-nefesh asher lo yisu'une be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh v'nichrisa me'amel. By lo yisu'une it says v'nichrisa. V'chol ha-nefesh she-tase kol meloche be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh v'avati yes ha-nefesh she-hi mikerev amo. So it's a shrek. Mamish ha-shrek. I saw the Teferis scene, Shtal Tzachayichet, and here's a whole arichis to for this, but Teferis Mime says he doesn't understand this Ran at all. Ran is telling us psukim, which Masay Fetayra doesn't, we don't have such psukim. It's a different nusach in Gansen. That's to say, yes, he buys Vatsarchi in Dodo on this Ran. Akaponim, let's go back to the Kashi. So the Mo's asking, so if not washing oneself is an Inui, so one should get Kores if he washed himself, because he wasn't Mekayim the Loisun. That's Loisun, he's not being man himself. So the Gemara answers as follows. Omar Rove, Hochem in Yonah de Kro, Vohochem in Yonah de Kro. It says Inui by Yom Kippur. It says Inui by Nidorim, but each Inui is translated differently. Gabi Yom HaKippurim Dersiv Tanu Es Nafshei Seichem Milse Di Yoda Inui Yahashte. This means an Inui which is recognizable now. Rechitze Lo Yoda Inui Yahashte. Gabi Nedorim, Dersiv Kol Neder, V'chol Shvus Issa, Le'anais Nefesh, which is a Loshan Osset, which will bring Tini Nefesh, Milse Da'osi Le'li De'inui, V'chile Rochze Osi Li De'inui. So let us say, Oysen Ve'inik, what the Gemara is answering, Gemara is saying as follows. Afilu, according to the Chachomim, that there's an Inui, if one doesn't wash one day, but he won't feel this Inui that day. If a few days later he'll feel it, but not washing that day. So Memele, so the Inui is not existent in the same day that he didn't wash. The inni comes later from not washing that day. By achila, if you don't eat that day, you feel it that day. You don't have to wait till the next day. That day, it's also nikah that you're a mu'unah. So somehow the Gemara darshan tanu es nafshi seichem, you need an inui di milse di yoda inuya hashte. You look at a person by mincha time, by nila time, you see he's fasting, he's pale, and he has a headache, and you can see the inui. So this is an inui anika. Rechitze is an inui which will first show up later. So in tanu es nafshi seichem, it's not included. But legabi dvorim the dvorim shalini nefesh, there it doesn't say there it says a loshon osid kol neda v'choshvus isa la'anois nefesh, which will bring about in the nefesh. So then rechitza is called also rechitza one day is also called it will bring about in the nefesh. Now let us see the ran in the beinik milse the yediyeh nu yahashte the haino achila the ba'isi yai minker inu yeh. That is recognizable that day. That means lana isnefesh is a loshen osed. The krochi mashma, the kivin shen nidra, mivi osa la ana isnefesh. The nether will bring to ini nefesh. Mefer he has a koyach to be made. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Verami der Rabbi Yosi ad Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, I'm going to ask Astira Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi. Here Rabbi Yosi says that even though a person will not wash themselves lo'ilom, that's not called inyei nefesh. So the Gemara says, we learned, Mayon shel b'nei ha'ir. There was a spring that was coming out from one city, and it flowed into another city. And now the shaila is, there's not enough water in this mayon to supply the needs of both cities. So what should be done with the supply of water? So chayehen v'chayei acheren. If it's dependent, it's either the bnei ha'ir will have water for drinking, or the other ear will have water for drinking, we should divide it. So the din is chayeyem v'chayey acherem chayeyem toyim. We'll learn out from v'chayey achicha imach. This is a shayla pikuach nefoshes. So the water belongs to us. It originates from our city. So memele, so we don't have to cheshben with the people in the other city. Chayecha toyim. I have to, my life is kaidim to their lives. That's the chayecha kaidim. Chayen kaidim chayecherim. Behem tom u behem es acherim. But if the shaila is, this water is not fit for human consumption, but it's good for behemoth. And again, there's not enough water to supply the behemoths of both cities. Behemtam and behemoths acherim. Behemtam kaidemus. The behemoths acherim. Kvisason u kvisas acherim. What if the water is not used for drinking purposes at all? It's used for cleansing purposes, for laundering the clothing. Kvisason kaidemus u kvisas acherim. So also since this is our well, this is our spring, so we have a dinkdin. Chayei acherim ukvisosan. But what is, if in this city they have a source of water for drinking, this well, the spring could be used for cleaning, and the next city needs it for their chayim. Chayei acherim ukvisosan. Is chayei acherim koidmen likvisosan. Since the need of the next city is a greater need than the need for this city, so they have a din kedima. Agav uche, the Chasam Sofer says on this Gemara that this is a raya to a yisod that he had said, a gevaldike yisod. We have guidelines in Hilchus Tzedakah, aniye ircha, vaniye iracheres, you have to first give aniye ircha. So he says, that is dafke if the needs are similar. Both of them need X amount of money, so memele, so you should be magdem aniye ircha. But if the need of aniye iracheres is a greater need than the need of aniye ircha, it's a greater need of the aniye eretz Yisrael, so you don't cheshben with aniye eretz Yisrael, don't cheshben with aniye ircha, you cheshben with the greater need. The seder of kedimis is only when they're equal. Then there's a din kedime of aniye ircha. And he says from this gemara zaraya to his yisod. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, now Rabbi Yossi says, on this case, that the people in this city need it for cleansing purposes. The people in the other city need it for shtiyah. Kvisosam kaidemes l'chaye yachere. So Rabbi Yossi says, well, they need it for cleaning the clothing. So so therefore they have a din kedima over the others. Let us see the Ran before we go further. The Rami de Rabbi Yossi had Rabbi Yossi. Avol the Rabbonon ad the Rabbonon loikashe. L'chayre, the Rabbonon said that Rechitz is inei nefesh. And here it says that Kvise of this year is not doiche the shti of the next year. So the Ran says that's no kashe. The Nehei de Menias Rechitzes Haguf Avi Inui, even though that's an Inui, Bibgodim like a Tzare Kolehai, Bibgodim is less than that. Not washing one's Guf is an Inui. Now washing the Bibgodim, there's not so much Tzare either. V'oi, the Philotim Salome de Ike Tzare Bekvise Kibelchitz. Apu, you say there's the same Tzare wearing unwashed clothing than being unwashed themselves. Fine, it's tzar. Not wearing washed clothing is tzar, it's in nefesh. But this is drinking water. The other city doesn't have what to drink. So their drinking is zicha more choshul than my tzar that I'm suffering. I can't wash my clothing. Avo the Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi kash. The ikvisa l'didei isbo tzare kule hai. If he holds that not washing the clothing is so much tzar, ache kvisosom kaidemes l'chaye acherim. So it's mamish. It's such an essential factor that one needs. It's koshken the svila de bechitzas haguf iki in the nefesh. So there's a stira in Rabbi Yossi. Zen yirali. Mayon shall b'nei ha'ir, hayetzi b'ir, it's going out from the city. Chayeim v'chayei acherim, chayeim koidmen l'chayei acherim. She'im einai maspik l'shtiyas kulo, but it's not sufficient to supply the needs of all of them, shtiyosan koidemes t'chayeim koidmen, so their chiyas is first, k'deshin b'resh perik ezer neshech, medachsiv v'chay achicha imach. Behemtam abemes acherim, behemtam kedemes, imene maspik lebehemes kulam. Kvisosan akvisas acherim, kvisas bigdeim, chay acherim ukvisosan. Bnei acheres sichen oisei lishtiyosan. They need it for their drinking. Ubnei oisir lekvisosan, bovat, is chay acherim koidmen. Bnei acheres koidmen lishtiyosan, eishi yes ben chayei nefesh. This is a health problem. Masha'en came to kvisa. Kvisa is not sanitary. It's not chayei nefesh. Rabbi Yossi oimer kvisosan shaloisi akademus ushtiyosan shabni acheres. The sphere of Rabbi Yossi de kive de benie es kvise ike tsara tuve, it's so uncomfortable. I mean, a person will say, I can't exist anymore, my clothing is so dirty. It's chaye nefesh. So this is called chaye nefesh. So there's something that's so difficult for a person to be soivel, it's equivalent to chaye nefesh. Frag the Gemara, hashte kvise omer av yoisi yesh bo tsar. So Rashi, the answer is, kimim na leivu lekibis. There's such a tsar by now washing the clothing. Guf kulay lekoshken, if he's not washing himself, there's zikha tsar. So it's a stir in Rabbi Yaisi. Amrik, so the Mo says, no, I'll tell you a teretz. In kvisa alim el Rabbi Yaisi. No, wearing unwashed clothing is worse than going unwashed. That's what Rabbi Yaisi holds. The Omar Shmuel had said, Hai arvuvise dereshe. If a person has a mizuim dikahet, he didn't wash his hair for who knows how long. See, Rashi says washing, the Ran says combing, we'll see. But a person, his hair is very mizuim, very dirty. Masi lidei avire. That could bring to blindness. That could bring to a weakness in his sight. That if he doesn't take care of his hair. Avuvise demoni, if a person's clothing is mizuim, it's dirty. Masi lidei shamumise. This will bring to, will become a mishugana. Will go out of his mind. Avuvise de gufe, if he doesn't wash his body, masi lidei shichani vikivi. So he'll get sores on his body, he'll get a skin disease. So what is the Gemara telling us? Before we'll explain this a little better, the Gemara is telling us as follows. For a weakness in eyesight, for skin disease, you can go to a doctor, there's a fua for it. But if the result will be shimomai, he's meshuge, then there's nothing on the market to heal him. This is already a machle that is, and therefore we can understand Rabbi Yossi, a person who's a meshugene, it's like, it's pekuch nefesh, if he's a meshugene, so memele, he's apt to do whatever. So memele, that is why, not the way you understood, Rabbi Yossi held that the tzar that one has from dirty clothes is, that's equal to shtiyah. No! Dirty clothing brings to shimamin, to shigoyim. So this is equal to the shtiyos on shalachay. Before we see the Ran, I'd like to see the lashon of Rashi. A few Rashi's. The Omar Shmuel Hai Arvuvise Dereshe. So Rashi says, Afrurish Shemiskanes Laodam Bereshoi. It's either dirt or it's a certain type of a dirt. Shemiskanes Laodam Bereshoi Shemi Reichet. So he doesn't wash his head. So there's an Afrurish. Masi leili dei aviro misame es enoch. That makes him blind. I would like to say something. I don't know if this is pshat and Rashi, but I just know that a person had a eye disease, and he went to a doctor for 6 months and with a vaccine. And the doctor said the source of this disease is from the dandruff of his hair, that the dandruff of his hair goes into the eye, and that is infecting the eye. So if it could be, this is pshat in Rashi also, for all practical purposes, afluris hemiskanes la'odam b'roishai, this is an afluris, is mesame yeseino. Could be this is pshat in Rashi. Let's see Rashi writes, Avuvise devoni, shenoise begodim, sheine roichtson. He wears begodim, he never washes his begodim. At sheshchoyrim harbe, the very dark, the very black, the very dirty. Lidei shamumise shigoy v'zu shamimise kosher mikulo. Now, perhaps pshat is, that pshat is as follows, that if a person wears begodim which are shchoyrim harbe, so could be, he's going between people, and he's wearing such filthy begodim, so he loses his whole self-esteem. And if there's a saying the clothing makes the person, so here the clothing can break the person also. That means by wearing such filthy begodim, bein anoshim, he loses his whole self-esteem, and through that, he can, if he has no chivis by himself, he can become a meshuganer. And I thought a shtickle raya to this is a interesting Chaim HaKodesh in the beginning of Parshas Metzora. The Chaim HaKodesh explains the medical understanding of a tzaras and the medical refuah of a tzaras. And then he says, then he goes a mislabaita. So he says as follows. The Chaim HaKodesh says, Atzaras kefi hateva, normally a tzaras will come about, tchunosai tishave, it will come about, me ipshus, from ipush, from decay, mizihum haguf, and the guf is mizuhim, v'takboiris hamora asher tiskaver bo'odom, and a person will get, I think, very depressed. V'dovor ze yisayveveno ha'itzovain, this will bring about depression. V'tzoris ha'leiv v'shimomen ha'seichel. Here we're talking about shimomen ha'seichel, that a person is depressed, he's in ganzen zerbrochen. This brings about tzaras, and this is the result of tzaras. Mistome, it gets more aggravated. So now, how do you, if that is the sibah of the tzaras, so how do we heal the tzaras? So we have to make this person happy. We'll give him musical tape, you bring him to comedian. We have to get him happy, we have to get him out of his depression. Something that should make him feel good. That is the natural explanation of a tzaras, and that is the natural refuah of a tzaras. V'tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we have a Metzora, who when he comes to the Kedrat in his tummy, he's already so depressed and so everything. So the Kohen, what should the Kohen do? He should the Chmese send him to a show, to a concert, the Chmese, remember this person's Rachmonis. V'tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyisoger ha-Metzora bod and yeshiv, you put him in solitary confinement. He looks like he doesn't have the Gemara says he used to call us begodim mechabedusa, the begodim are mechabed the person, and his begodim are torn. The roisha yifarua, he looks like a wild bear. Udvarim elu kefiya teva negdiyim lerefua sibas hanega. This will bring a new nega. That means if you're making him more depressed, so it'll become a bigger. Because the Rabbi Yisrael went to the show, Rabbi Sai, the nega is not from the teva, the nega because he spoke Lashon Hara, so that's what brought about the nega. And you know how it's going to go away? Not by going to a concert, not by feeling good. He'll go away, he'll be bothered, yeshev, and he'll do tshuva there, with the begot of Yifrumim, and then the neg will go away. So the Rabbi Nishlom said, this anhoge, that we should understand the true, we should know how to diagnose the cause of the nega, and how
the refuah of the nega will come about. But al kaponim, the haim hakadosh seems to say begod of yufrumim is a siba of depression. That means if a person, his clothing is torn and tattered, so he doesn't have any self-esteem whatsoever. This brings about depression. So it could be this is pshat in Rashi, that it brings lishdei shigoyim. And Shlomo Melech said in Mishlei, Ruach ish yechalko machaleyo v'ruach necheyo mi yisaeno. That means if a person has a ruach in himself, he has hope, he has simcha, so he can have a machle, but yechalko machaleyo. He won't fall with this machle. He has betochen, he has simcha, so it'll take care of the machle. But ruach necheyo, if he's zerbrochen by sich, he's depressed, it's mi yisaeno, who's going to lift him up? So that's the this Indian brings about a gewaltig ruach necheyo that he's wearing such clothing. So this could bring to shigoy. Let us see the Ram. Guf kula les batza rechitzad abe vekula guf les batza alala vadi rechitzad abe yaisi abe nibble. So we see klonit hazay. Kivis alim ala rabi yaisi me rechitzad. Kvisa is better. Avu visa dereisha. Kshenei, so the answer is not washing his hair. Kshenei misarik reisha itomit. If he doesn't comb his hair, amitoich kach ika arvivusa bereisha. Avu visa bereisha. Masi lidei aviro, mevii lidei simbui einayim, shezuamas haroish mache moir eino. So I don't think that Ran seems to say like Rashi. Rashi says, Afuris is an Afuris. And Ran says, Shua Masarosh Macha Moireno. I saw that Yosef says, he says, well, gotta be something else. But he says, Azuam Ores Godul. Zuam is a tremendous poisonous factor. Haboikeya Bekoyach Rav Boimika Guf, which penetrates the Guf. So I think that's what the Ran means over here, that Masil de Aviro Shezuamas Horoish Mache Moir Einov. Could be it penetrates and goes to the eyes. The money Masil de Shamumisa Shesh Bibgodav Avuvi Shazuamo Shane Mechapsan Tomid Beloiv Sham Kshahim Zohomim Mevil de Shimon Betimoin Leif. He's Avuvisa de gufek she gufay mezuim sheni roichet tamid mevile de shichna bekivi ababui samachivis painful skin diseases. Ule eilu yesh refuis. This you can go to a skin doctor, you can go to an eye doctor. Avushimum koshimim. If a person already is a mishumim, he's depressed, this is very difficult already. Alma kvisa lima mechitze. Zakte Gemara weiter. Shochu mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, Izoaru parvuvise, Izoaru bachabure, Izoaru bivnei aniyim shemehem teitzei teire shnema yizal mayim midolye. Shemehem teitzei teire. Let us see the Ram. Izoru barvuvise, kloima izoru betachboises, be careful, you should wash your clothing, bechitze, you should wash your goof. Izoru bechabure, lulame teure bechabure, shatamidim mechadidim ze, yevachabure, so we'll have the chidud of tamidim, the mechadid themselves, besorav, the mechadid, The Rav will understand it better. Yizoru bivnei aniyim lishtadu lelamdim teire. Shemehen teitze teire. What's the maila of bivnei aniyim? Amir dikaran. She'ein lahem esik acha. Number one, they have nothing else on their mind. I mean, the Bnei Ashirim, there's other things also in this world. They don't have anything. The Aniyim don't have anything. I once heard Amir de Kemaisa that the Shagasaya was once the Shagasaya was a very, very poor person. And he went in Golis, and in his later years he got a shtelo. After 70 he got a shtelo, because he was going from city to city in the East. So once he was a guest by a Choshev Talmud Chacham who was wealthy. And he was the guest, and the guest was, and he was in his Machnes Eich, was talking with him. He realized who the Shagasaya was, a Goyin Oilom. And he saw how poor he was and the difficulties he encountered. So he says, I have one question to ask you. I don't understand. He says, you're so poor and you're able to learn? You don't know where your next meal is coming from. You're able to learn? So the Shagasaya told him, he says, that by me is not difficult at all to understand. The little you understand by me, I don't understand. He says, a person who has food and he has a bed and everything, and you learn also, he says, Bishlaim about me, what should I do? I have no food, I have no bed, so I learn, so there's nothing else I should do. But you have all the Tanuge Elamah, you learn also a little bit. I mean, that's a big appeal. That's what the Ram says over here. The Ram says, She'ein lahem eisekach, they have nothing else on their mind. That's it. So Memele, they're mesugal to learn Torah. Number one. And number two, Boitche datam shveil alayim. That they feel very, they shuffle, and Torah is yered lamokim namuch. There's a very interesting Chsam Sefer. The Chsam Sefer says that could be all these three go together. They sent from Eretz Yisrael these three on Hoggis. Izoru Barbuvise, Izoru Bechabura, Izoru Bibnei Ani. So the first thing they told him, Izoru Barbuvise, no, Barbuvise is not, it's not Samazoi, one feels clean, Barbuvise is something, it's detrimental to their health, it can bring machlis, and can bring Barbuvise, Izoru Barbuvise. That's one thing. Izoru Bechabura. You should also be nizer that you should learn with a chabur, you should teach. You should teach Talmidim. The lamei teire bechabur, the Miri says you should be mashbiya, you should, yeah. No, if you have such a anhoge, so now what, so you have a yeshiva, so bnei anim also want to come. So a personal thing, but the bnei anim will come, so they don't have clean clothing, they can wash themselves. So I'll tell you, I really would, it's not the money that bothers me, but since, between you and me, it's all Barbuvise, so all sanitary purposes, I can't let you come to learn, I can't learn with you. So that's why they said, Izol, but no. Even though I just told you, Izol, Barbuvise, Izor b'vnei, you make sure to take them in, because the Torah is because shemehem takes a Torah. Aye, what with Avavise? So the schus haTorah will be made. You're right. Al piderech hateva, it's a risk, but the schus haTorah we had in Ksubis, that someone used to learn with Mitzrayim and Yalat Chaim that the Torah is made. With Malachim that Zicha Megid. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tanu, Mimnei Maim Mitzim Talmide Chachamim Lotzeis Talmide Chachamim Mibneim. Why is it that we don't find that Talmide Chachamim have children Talmide Chachamim? Omar Rav Yosef Shalai Yomru Toira Yerushe Hilahem. They shouldn't say Torah is a Yerusha. La Yomid, so what does the Ram say? Lot is Mibnei Tamid HaChomim, Shal HaRoiv Einom Bnei Torah. Al HaRoiv, the children of Tamid HaChomim are not Bnei Torah. Why? Yerusha Ilam, La Yomidu Torah, Mach HaShem Soichim, Soimchim, She Yerusha Ilam. If it would go normally, not any difficulty, so that's the family trade. We're Tamid Chachamim, and it's Yerusha, it works, and Torah is not a Yerusha, Torah works with Yegi and Omo. So perhaps it's more difficult for the Bnei Tamid Chachamim that it shouldn't look like Torah goes over the Yerusha without the own Omol and Yegiya. Rav Sheshes Berei Dravidi Omar Kedei Shelo Yisgadru Al Hatzibo. That they shouldn't be Misgoe Al Hatzibo. Shim Lei Hoysa Teira Peisekes Mehem Yogis Taito. That means that Mamish should say, the whole shalshelis of Gdelei Teire, the grandfather and the father and the son, it's mamish. So there'll be misgoy al tzibur. So Mamela, that's why Ashkoch al Yena makes that it shouldn't be such a shalshelis. Ravashi Yomar, no. The Mazutam and Neisha hain misgadrin al tzibur. Because they are misgoa al tzibur. Agavuche, the Masho says, what's the machloikis? He says, the machloikis is as follows. Rav Sheshes held that if you'll have doires of Talmidei Chachamim, so that is an nesoyin for gaive. So in order that they should be nitzel from this nesoyin, this is a shreklach nesoyin. So the Rebbeinu Shalom makes that they shouldn't have bnei Talmidei Chachamim, that they should be nitzel from the nesoyin of gaive. That's what Rav Sheshes says. And Ravashi and Marzutra says, no, it's not a hatzola l'tayvosom. This is if they were misgoa already ala tzibo, so then it's an oynish. It's an oynish. You are misgoa ala tzibo, so my male then will make sure that you'll have nothing but to be misgoa about. Your children will not be tamidei chachamim. That's how the Marsha explains the machloikis. Ravina Omar, no, Ravashi Omar Mishum Dekori Leinshi Chamri, that they call people Chamoirim. So the Poshe Pshat is because they're big Talmidei Chachamim, and they encounter Namoritz and they start talking with him, and he doesn't know Aleph and Beis, so they call him Chamoirim. But the Masha, so my Mele, so they degrade Amaratzim, so that's why it's an Einish that the children aren't Talmidei Chachamim. The Masha says a little different. The Masha says that there's a person who doesn't understand. He has a cup like a cloth. He doesn't understand. So he tells him, he says, well, you were born like that. You weren't born to learn. The Rebbeinu gave you such kishrein, such a head. So, just like a chamer is no kasha, why he's a chamer? He's born a chamer. You were born like that. So we show them that, so you say that Torah is totally how one is born. So according to you, your children, since you're a Talmud Chacham, your children will be a Talmud Chacham. So Memela, so we show him, there's no such thing as being born. It's Teirem Unachas Bekerem Zobis. If you're Miyageya, you'll be a Talmud Chacham. If you won't be Miyageya, you won't be a Talmud Chacham. And perhaps it's Nitin Lehei Omer, Pshat in the Gemara before we had Yizoru Mibnei Aniyim Shemehem Teitzei Teirem. It could be bnei aniyim does not only mean aniyim b'momin, but that we hear before the Gemara says ain oni eli oni bedas. An oni is an oni bedas. So he's only bnei aniyim from such aniyim. I'd like to say over one third amoridik emaise. Aputne zechayin lebroche once visited Rabaran zechayin lebroche, and Rabaran told him a maise. The maisa was as follows, that someone, a balabos, who was a well-to-do balabos, he was looking for a son-in-law, a Talmud Chochem, and he would support him.
So he came to Rabbi Yeshua Leib, and he asked Rabbi Yeshua Leib, maybe he could show me someone, that would be a shidduch for my daughter. Rabbi Yeshua Leib told him this and this bocha. So he started inquiring about the bocha. He found that the bocha is amir, the kemasmit, but the bocha had a... He didn't understand. He had a very shver cup. He didn't understand. So he came back to Rabbi Yeshua Leib. He told Rabbi Yeshua Leib, he's a very fine bocha. I heard very good things about it, but I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for someone who has a potential to be a godel b'toyrech. He's a very nice bocha, but I'm not looking for that. So Rabbi Yeshua Leib says, I don't understand you. The Mishnah says in others, "Kol mekaymes ha'toyre me'oni soifei lekaymo me'osha." The ain oni ela oni bedas. So the Mishnah says a guarantee from the Mishnah: if a person is mekaymes ha'toyre me'oni, he doesn't understand. He has a shvere cup and he's learning. Soifei lekaymo me'osha. So the Rabbi Shalom is going to give him an ashiris. He's going to become. So what's your problem? That's what Rabbi Shua Leib told him. Rab Aaron told over this Maisa Tarafutna, and then Rab Aaron left the room. He didn't come back. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he didn't come back to the room. Tarafutna got worried, he started looking around where Rab Aaron went. So he found Rab Aaron in a different room, and he was crying. So he asked Rab Aaron, what happened? So he said, when he told him over the Maisa, so he said, I was never zoicha to be mekayim that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kol mekayim es ha'toyre ma'ini soifu lekayim me'osha." They gave me a good head. He was born an Eli Rabaran. So memele, so he never had the opportunity to be mekayim this Mishnah of "Kol mekayim es ha'toyre ma'ini soifu lekayim me'osha." But al kaponim, it could very well be that it's nichla what the Gemara said. He zor mibnei niim shemehem teitzei toyre. Could very well be going on a Niyam Bidas.